Okay, you can be seated. The Bible says in, I was reading this today, in the book of Acts. How many love the book of Acts? Hallelujah. In the book of Acts chapter 12. And I do want to announce that for those of you that are a part of the Breakout Prayer Network, we now have reached the 2,000 mark. Hallelujah. 2016 are now a part of the prayer network. Let's pray America. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 12, verse 1. Now about that time Herod the king stretched out his hand to harass, some from the church. Does that sound familiar? Has anybody ever been harassed by the enemy? Then he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword because he saw that it pleased the Jews. He proceeded further to seize Peter also. Verse 4, so when he had arrested him, he put him in prison, delivered him to four squads of soldiers to keep him, intending to bring him before the people after Passover. It was an evil plan against Peter. But something happened. Hallelujah. Verse 5, Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer. One translation says continual prayer was offered to God for him. By who? By the church. By the church. The power of prayer. It's called corporate prayer. They were praying and seeking the face of God. And Peter was sleeping. He was going to be killed the next morning. How many knows that we can go to sleep right in the midst of adversity, right in the midst of difficult situations? We can just lay down and go to sleep. There is a peace that passes all understanding. So Peter's asleep, but there is divine intervention. He's sleeping and the church is praying. The church is not sleeping. The church is praying. They were awake and interceding for Peter. And behold, verse 7, and behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the prison, and he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise quickly. And his chains fell off of him, and he got out of there. Hallelujah. He thought he was seeing a vision. But when he came to himself, he said, now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel, has delivered me from the hand of Herod, from all the expectation of the Jewish people. So when he had considered this, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many, somebody say many, where many were doing what? Where many were gathered together praying. Hallelujah. And the man of God was delivered because of prayer. Now, what kind of an angel do you think? We know there's three types of angels. Ministering angels, messenger angels. There's a warring angel. How many believe that could have been a warring angel? Huh? Who had come to help Peter. You know, Paul said when he was on the boat and the boat looked like it was going down, he said, the Lord, or the angel of the Lord, stood with me this past night. And so he was not alone. And I declare tonight that we are not alone when we pray. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every voice that rises against us in judgment, we shall condemn. And we need to recognize that through the power of prayer, we can accomplish everything that God has intended for us. It's pretty simple. Maybe it's too simple. But when we pray, something happens. And I believe one significant thing that happens is that angels are on assignment to help us. The Bible said, I was reading it today in Revelation chapter 12, and there was war in heaven. You know, we need to recognize that there is war. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, there is a time of peace and there is a time of war. And we don't have to go around picking a fight, but when the devil tries to whoop us, there is fight in us, the people of God. And so we know that the angel of the Lord, the warring angel, came to help Peter. One of those warring angels that overcame Lucifer and all of the demons in Revelation 12. And the Bible said that in Revelation 12 that there was war in heaven. Lucifer and his angels fought against God and his angels. And guess what happened? God won. And whose side are we on tonight? We are on the winning side. And there is a language that attracts the angels that have been assigned to help us. And it is the language of prayer. Hallelujah. So it's not just some technique that we go through. It's not just some spiritual calisthenic that we exercise and say, well, wasn't it good? We did our deed today. No. There is something that happens in the heavenlies. A third of the angels were cast out of heaven onto the earth to make war against us, to try to harass us and make our life as miserable as possible. But there are two thirds of the angels that are on assignment to help us. Two against one, plus God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God has given us the weapons of warfare. They're not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And it's kind of interesting that when Moses was on this side of the Jordan, then God fought for him. Remember, he said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And the Lord just took the wheels off of the chariots and the wind blew and the wind and the waters came over. But then Joshua and the children of Israel, they went across. And the first instructions that God gave to Joshua was what? You be strong now, men of God, and you be of good courage because we got some fighting to do. On the other side, I mean, God, he just caused the dew to come on the grass and turn it into little wafers and it was called manna, and then he sent the quails, and then he clothed them, and he put new shoes on their feet, shoes that did not wear out for 40 years, and he saw them across the Red Sea, and he took the wheels off, but there came a day that a warrior, Moses went to heaven, but a warrior by the name of Joshua came, and God gave him instructions several times. He said in Joshua 1, and you be strong and you be of a good courage. Why are we saying that? Because it was time to take dominion. It was time to fight. It was time for war. You be strong, Joshua. And so Joshua, when you get along about Joshua chapter 7, there's something happens at Ai, and Joshua, he falls on his face like he saw Moses did. But no, it was not that era anymore. It was a time of war. And he said to Joshua, "What are you doing on your face? You get up from there. It's time to fight. You go back and you take what the devil has taken from us, from you, and you go back and you take it, and you will prevail." And I believe that as he began to war, that warring angels came and fought with Joshua. Now, all through the Bible, we don't always see that the warring angels came, but I believe that God assigned warring angels from the beginning to help people that are willing to fight, who are willing to be strong and of a good courage. Hallelujah. So we must understand tonight that there are promises that God has given us. And we must understand tonight that there are things that God has promised us. There are blessings that God has said that he would give us, but it does not always happen automatically. God does not always go in and take the wheels off and hand everything to us and roll back the sea. There comes a time that we must stand and fight for what we know is right and for what we know that God has given to us. Some things will never ever be accomplished without some war, without some fighting. The Bible says, Matthew 11:12, "The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent," that is us, "we take it by force." There are some things that you will not get unless you fight it through. My son is 16 years old. That's years ago. I'm a pastor of a church in Oklahoma City, and I get a phone call at midnight to come and get my son because he's been drinking and been thrown in jail. And my first response is, I'm a pastor of a church. I'm on television every week. I'm on radio, and he's ruining my reputation now. Wait till I get a hold of him. So all I'm thinking about is the correction. I mean, he's never met wrath like this in all of his 16 years. And that's all I'm thinking about until the devil gets in. I mean, he is stupid. And he said to me, "Your troubles have just begun. Your son..." And then he began to tell me all the things that my son would do and how he would never serve God. And this was just the beginning of my troubles. And I realized, hey, I'm in a fight here. And the devil is trying to take my son, my only son, from me. This is a fight now. And so I didn't win the fight that night, but Gene and I recognized that we were in a fight. And we had learned over the years to fight. And so we follow the principles of God, putting on our helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, belt of truth, shoes of peace, shield of faith, sword of the Spirit, praying in the Holy Ghost. I mean, serving God and going through this journey is not just hocus pocus and we're just gonna slide into heaven someday. No. There is territories to take. There is battles to be won. And we knew that our son was gonna be a man of God. But now, if he is gonna be a man of God, then now we're gonna have to do some fighting. And so we needed to have something to fight with. We needed a unmovable, unshakable, undeniable word from God. And one day in prayer, Gene just said to me, Dale, I see Rick working with us in the ministry. I see his name on one of our office doors. And so now we had something to fight with. And so every day, Gene and I would begin to fight. Now, Gene in the natural is a little bit quiet, but in the supernatural, she can be very dynamic, very loud, very abrasive, and very determined. And so we would just get there and fight. David said to Goliath, "You come at me with sword and spear and shield, but I come to you in the name of the Lord." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I believe that warring angels came down to help David fight that day. Now, the Bible doesn't say that, but I believe that his words attracted warring angels. The angel of the Lord said to Daniel, "I came because of your words." Our words can attract demons, or our words can attract warring angels. We are not alone in this battle. And so we fought, declaring our son will be a mighty man of God. He will do great exploits for God. And so it happened, just like Gene saw it. Rick worked with us for several years in the ministry, had his name on the office door. Hallelujah. Still working at a Christian school. You know I love Christian schools. Still working at a Christian school in Austin, the capital of the great nation of Texas. But somebody had to war for him so that his children could be men and women of God. And so what am I saying tonight? I'm getting around to telling you that some of you are in a battle for what God has already put in your heart, for what God has already promised you, for what God has already told you he would do, and you must not give in, give out, or give up. I mean, Gene and I, we have, there's been something we've been praying about for a long time, and you know, there can be things in the realm of the that there can be things that God said he would do, but in the realm of the natural, it just doesn't appear it's going to happen. And there will be opposing forces called time and situations, all kinds of things, in order for you to become weary in well-doing. But he said, if you will not be weary in well-doing, you will what? You will reap if you don't faint. We must not faint. And you got to get around somebody that's going to encourage you not to faint. So the Holy Ghost just spoke to me yesterday morning. And here's what he said. He said to me, "Stand your ground and fight for what is rightfully yours. Stand, and I'll stand with you. Stand and fight for what is rightfully yours. Stand, and I'll stand with you." So I wrote it down. You got to write, when God says something to you, you got to write it down. Jeremiah 30:2 says you got to write it in the book. And then you got to declare it and decree it. And I declare tonight that the word of God is higher than the word of man. I declare tonight that the word of man must submit to the word of God. And so I don't know, the word of man is your circumstances, your situations, your financial situation, whatever it may be. The word of man must submit to the word of God. And so you need a word of God concerning your marriage, concerning your children, concerning your finances, concerning your business, concerning your ministry, concerning your home, concerning your church, whatever, concerning your health, whatever it may be. Hallelujah. So tonight we're going to pray. We're going to pray And we're going to take our stand. And I believe that faith is going to rise in some of your hearts. Concerning what God has told you, what He has shown you, what He has declared to you. And tonight, I believe that some of you need to take a new stand because you're getting a little weary that your prayers have not been answered, that your promises have not been fulfilled, that things have not quite worked out. The church must be a dynamic force in the earth. And we are a dynamic force because we understand the principle of prayer. We understand that when we pray, we move heaven and earth. When we pray, we attract angels to come and work with us. We attract the Holy Ghost that comes and ministers alongside of us. Hallelujah. So some of you, the devil tonight is trying to take away from you your dream, your promise, what God has said. So you can give in or you can fight. It's a time to fight. It's a time to fight for each other. It's a time to fight for the church. It's a time to fight for our nation. Satan's trying to destroy our nation. That's why the Lord spoke to me, I believe, to mobilize 1 million people to pray, because I believe the power of prayer. Hallelujah. And so we just believe it's going to start right here. We're just going to pray tonight. We're going to believe God for a breakthrough. And some of you people, I ask you to write down 3 prayer requests, and we'll put one basket out when we receive an offering in a little while, and you put it in, and we'll just pray over it and agree. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is anybody here tonight that needs a miracle? Is anybody in a fighting mood? You know, the devil just come to steal. Gene, I prayed for a gentry grandson for so long. Then one day our daughter-in-law announced that she was pregnant, found out later it was a son, and then she came to us crying, and she said, I've just been to the doctor, Dad, and he says that my baby's going to be Down syndrome, and he wants to perform an abortion. And I said, no, no, no. And so Gene and I, we begin to pray, and then we got in a fighting mood. Huh? Have you ever been in a conversation, and then all of a sudden, you just got in a fighting mood? I love fights. You know how much I love boxing? Somebody said, well, I don't know about that. Pray for me. And you know, when there's fights, one time I was a pastor years ago, and there was 2 women that parked along the side of the road. They started fighting. I just pulled alongside and just watched the fight. This is good. I mean, they were going at it. I loved it. So sometimes you just got to get in a fighting mood. And some of you, the devil is just, he's picked a fight with you, and you're just kind of, you know, I hate it when girly men come to the church, and just girly men, they have no fight, they have no spunk, they have no resistance, they just let the devil push them around. take everything from them. Somebody needs to get mad tonight. So Gene and I, we began to fight and said to the devil, you can't have our grandson. And so we fought. There was no abortion. He came out well. He's playing football this season. He's 14 years old. His name is Hunter Dale Gentry. Hallelujah. But we had to fight for him. Some of you are going to have wonderful things happen to you, but not all of it will come automatically. God just won't just come and take the wheels off of your adversary and part the water back. No. But he'll say to you, be strong and of a good courage. You don't be afraid. You don't be dismayed. So come on, we're going to pray tonight. Hallelujah. David, it's good to see you tonight. I hear you're going to Ireland. We're going to pray for you in a little bit. Some of you need to stir up yourself to take hold of God tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Hey. Now there's somebody that would say, I just can't feel it. You don't have to feel it. You just have to know it. Huh? You don't have to feel it. Just have to know it. So we're going to pray tonight. We're going to stir ourselves up to do some spiritual warfare. Hallelujah. Y'all pray in tongues now. Pray in the Holy Ghost. If you don't have a prayer language, just pray in English, but pray. Hallelujah. 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 We know in whom we have believed, and we are persuaded that He is able to keep those things that He has already given to us and promised to us and decreed to us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hamashelai. I'm going to stir myself up tonight now. I'm getting ready. kidding. I'm warming up. I'm warming up for the big game here that's going to start in just a few moments. Hey, there's going to be some competition, and I love competition. But I'm warming up now. Hallelujah. Hayai mandore brikire batola brikara mandora brieta. Hallelujah. Kire briana mandola brikire batala besera briete. Hallelujah. Hey, mashara bukota brikire mandora brieta. The Lord sits in the heavens and laughs at your enemy. Hallelujah. Haya mando ye mandaya sara brikira mandai mandre brikira botora brisera mandola brikira mando. I believe tonight, ladies and gentlemen, that warring angels are encamped around about this place, and they are ready to come and help some people in this room fight. So what are we going to fight for tonight? I mean, we don't just fight to fight. Paul said we don't just beat the air. We don't be stupid. Huh? But he said when there's a fight, we know our opponent. We know what's going on. And so there's some of you tonight that needs to fight for your home. Huh? You know what the Lord said to me several years ago? I was ministering in London with a minister friend of mine named Tony Miller. We were in London, and the Lord just spoke to me and said, "It's my desire for everyone, for all my children to own their homes, a good, peaceful, nice, quiet home." So I said, "Everybody that doesn't have own your home or doesn't have a quiet, peaceful, relaxing place," said, "I want you to be here." We just called a 4 o'clock meeting. We didn't know if anybody would show up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but 800 people came. 800 people came. Hallelujah. We began to do some warfare about their home. You know, the devil wants to take away your home, wants to foreclose your home, shut down your home. Huh? Maybe get you downsizing and just some little thing that would be uncomfortable. Huh? So we're just going to fight for your home tonight. Hi-yay-yay-yay-yay-yay. And some of you don't own a home. You know, I heard the Holy Ghost say in 1992 when I received an offering to pay off the church downtown that you helped me pay for my house and I'll help you pay for your house. Was anybody there? Hallelujah. So I believe that. Gene, I believe. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There come a day we'll have our home paid for. Because we've invested in other houses. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going to do some warfare for people that maybe the devil's trying to chase you out of your home, move you out of your home. Huh? Or maybe you just can't seem to get your own home. You're living in somebody else's home. You're paying them rent. But I believe that God desires for everybody to own their own home and have their own home paid for. Hallelujah. Now, if you don't have that revelation, I can't do much war with you tonight. But if you do, I'm ready to fight with you tonight. All right. Re manda re basota re mandora bre. Hallelujah. 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 Helmet of salvation. Breastplate of righteousness. Put it on. Belt of truth. Shoes of peace. Shield of faith. Sword of the Spirit. Hallelujah. We're using the name. The name which is above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth. Here we go for your home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Don't act like girly men now. Come on, let's fight. Get your hand out there. In the name of Jesus, I stand with you now. In the name of Jesus, for your home. Hallelujah. For ownership in your home. Your home to be paid for. A home that is comfortable and relaxing and peaceful. It's your home. Hallelujah. I stand with you now. You that have a word from God. You that have revelation from God. You that have a promise from God. I stand with you now and declare that God is giving you a miracle concerning your home. In the name of Jesus. Hey, Ratai. Hey, Sikabatai. Hey, Sikabriana Mando. Hey, Sikabriana Mandai. Hey, Sikabriana Mandai. Sikabriana Mandai. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ownership tonight. In the name of Jesus. Sikabriandai. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hey, Brandrebriye. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, the Lord is standing with you. Hey, stand your ground and fight for what is rightfully yours. You stand and I'll stand with you. I believe it's a word for somebody tonight. Let it out. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Kibranda. Kibranda la barota de basarabriye. Mandribriyata de serabriye and ribriye. Mandribriyata de serabriye and ribriye. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody shout with me tonight. Somebody shout with me tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now I'm going to do some fighting. You girly men, you can sit down, but we're going to fight right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to fight for people's finances. The devil has harassed some of you long enough concerning your finances. He's told you stuff like you'll never get out of debt. You'll never see the light of day. There's no pressure like financial pressure. And some of you are being harassed day and night by the devil. Hallelujah. Just going to declare prosperity tonight. Hallelujah. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. In the name of Jesus, hey, yay, mandaro mando rebukota la breta rebesara mando. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, belt of truth, shoes of peace, shield of faith, sword of the Spirit. Here we go. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I stand with people that are being harassed in their finances. In the name of Jesus, I break indebtedness. Hallelujah. I break poverty in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I release promotion. I release the more than enough spirit. Hallelujah. I declare that people are coming out of debt tonight. Hallelujah. They're living in the land of the blessing. In the land of milk and honey. Menda ya 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 manda ya ya barra toete, ea banda la mandai, dea manora bria ke, ea batore dea tora bia tara brusaco. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Jehovah Jireh is my father. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Now listen to me. Listen to me. You got to know that as you are paying your tithes and you're faithful to give, you got to know that there's miracles anywhere, everywhere, everywhere. I was ministering up by Tulsa this past weekend. A lady came up and said to me, you know what happened to us? She said, my husband went to the VA hospital because he had some type of medical condition, and said when they looked on his records, they said to my husband, "You are a dead man." He said, "What?" He said, 13 years ago, you died. He said, "No, I'm not dead." They said, "No, you, the records are show that you're dead. You came out of the military and you were declared dead." "No, I'm alive." He said, "Well, guess what has happened? For 13 years, you should have been getting a disability check. And so now we're going to give you 13 years. Hi, yeah, yeah, yeah. We're going to give you 13 years pay." And he got it all in one lump sum. And their pastor, he said, They called me and said, "Where you're at?" He said, "I'm down at Sam's." They said, "Don't move. We're bringing, the first thing we're going to do is bring our tithe check and put it in your hand." And they ran him down at Sam's and paid their tithes off of 13 years back pay. And they said, "We received a word that we were going to live in the land of more than enough." And now it's happening. And we'll also get a check the rest of my husband's life. I'm telling you, God is a God of more than enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Brandara brotereba serebreterebekata. David, I just hear the Holy Ghost saying that all of the finances that you need for Ireland, hallelujah, are in your hand. Hallelujah. Go ahead and make plans. Don't change any plans. I hear the Holy Ghost saying, "Don't change any plans. For I've already provided everything that you need." Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Stand your ground and fight for what is rightfully yours. I heard the Holy Ghost say yesterday, "Stand and I'll stand with you." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You say, is prosperity rightfully mine? Absolutely. Huh? He said, "I'm going to bless you. I'll bless you when you get up, when you lie down. I'll bless you in the city. I'll bless you in the country. I'll bless you wherever you are. You're blessed, 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 blessed." Hallelujah. We're living under the blessing. And the devil tries to come to harass us with spirits of poverty, but we break them off tonight and we declare that we're blessed. And God can do it any way he wants to. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Karaboshi kota rabriata. Eboshi karabrote ebekata. He can just do it any way he wants to. Huh? Any way he wants to. Glory to God. Any way he wants to. I was ministering at a church in Texas, and they called a couple to be the administrator of their Christian school, and somebody barely got there, and somebody came up and wrote them a check for $120,000 and said, "Go buy you a home." Hallelujah. "You're here to be an administrator of our school." Glory to God. And he went and bought him a house, paid cash, $120,000. What? The blessing is everywhere. I stand with you tonight. Somebody needs to shout and believe. Hallelujah. That you are serving a God that is more than enough. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, 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 yeah. Somebody whistle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 I went to this one church and the pastor said, "No whistling here." So glory to God. So I didn't ask pastor if we could whistle or not, but sometimes I just love to whistle. I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. Hallelujah. Moving among us. Glory to God. Getting us battle ready to help some other churches. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So many churches have got their heads down. We got to help them get their heads up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord needs us. The church in America needs us. They have need of us. Glory to God. Pray in the Holy Ghost with me a little bit now. Ramandora brekera. Ramamandori bikita rabrandere. La ramanda rabotori mena manda rabreke. Manda suri briera mandora brekara botara briete. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whoa, sika briete. I'm going to help you fight for your dreams. You know, the devil's trying to take some of your dreams from you. He was trying to steal your dream. Get a brienda, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, belt of truth, shoes of peace, shield of faith, sword of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, you got to declare your dream tonight. Dreams really do come true. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. David, you get that movie made. There'll be some other movies. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. Oh, I might be singing at the Grand Ole Opry, doing great exploits for God. Ray, come on now. You can't let the devil have your dream. You got to fight now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I command every dream that you have to live. I command your dreams to live and not die. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. What do you have? What do you have? Just an offering? What? It's a seed? All right. Lord, bless this seed in Jesus' name. And bless this woman of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I declare promotion over her in the entertainment business, in the media business, in the name of Jesus. I just declare promotion in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. I bless the seed and multiply. Oh! Yeah. I'm so thirsty for God. I'm so hungry for God. Hallelujah. I declare that I'll not be battle weary. Lord, refreshing your people tonight. I command you tonight to be strong and of a good courage. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe we can have two buckets here, one for the offering and one for the prayer request. And Pastor and I, on Wednesday night, we'll just lay our hands on the prayer request if you brought them. Hallelujah. I charge you tonight. Listen to me. I charge you tonight to be strong and of a good courage. Don't be afraid. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. And many of you are eligible for a miracle tonight. So I just release miracles upon you. Hallelujah. Healing upon you. Restoration upon you. Strength and energy upon you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Godly wife, godly husband. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hey, Amaya, yay. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory, Hallelujah. Kibara mandara brutta ribriandara brutta ribrieta ribica. Hallelujah. Eya mandori sikite, taya mando toroto. Rama sike re mandi nera breko sotoro eta ramandala bre nandala mandoro tu. There is a way, there is a way, there is a way. Well, there seems to be no way, there is a way, way. there is a way. Hallelujah. God bless Calvary Christian Academy. May it be strong. Bless Sue Tidwell and all the leaders there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May that school be mighty in spirit. Glory to God. Kerando tore mande a tore e toro tutto. La brando se chitere mandore di cantare. E prende a tore ti a toro pute e cae. Mandore se chitere. Marando su cutu. Marando su cutu. Rabita la mande. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are going over. We're not going under. God did not bring us this far to let us down. God did not bring us this far to let us down. We're going to the other side. Going to the other side. Hallelujah. Oh, shit. Morote sikire mandala broku toro toye tai ibrandaya mando so bai sikitero tu mandalo remande si brinki bi sikitoro rutti siri itoro basara mandore te. Hallelujah. 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 Kibashi garabiri andarabiri ay. Garabiri andarabiri sarabiri andarabiri ay. Kore da tu ka ye tu to rosu su. Mande ya ye ya tu rosu ku te remende. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the promises of God are not yes and no. They're yes and amen. Hallelujah. Yes and amen. Hallelujah. Now, I was there. Gene and I were there with Sister Joy Nichols when they took Janet to the hospital, and the doctor said she is not going to live. But she did, and she is. Hallelujah. Joy Nichols, she was not given to fear. She stood declaring. Now, the Lord gave me a clear vision years ago, Janet Nichols in a blue dress, ministering the word of God, sharing her testimony, taking healing to her generation. Hallelujah. Let's do some warfare tonight for Janet Nichols. Let's get her out of captivity now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, belt of truth, shoes of peace, shield of faith, sword of the Spirit. Lord, we believe the word of the Lord that Janet Nichols is coming out of that coma, that semi-coma, and she's going to put that blue dress on. Thank God for the round-the-clock nurses. I'm so thankful. There'll come a day we just won't need them. Hallelujah. There'll come a day, Lord, that we will witness Janet Nichols in the blue dress. It's already in the closet. Hallelujah. It's ready for her to put on in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we stand right now for her healing, for her health. Hallelujah. Not for partial healing, but for entire healing. Fullness. Glory to God. We command you, Janet, to wake up. Put the blue dress on. Kabata, somebody help me. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, rise, put the blue dress on. In the name of Jesus, Janet Nichols. Somebody help me. Fight. Hallelujah. Lord, I know you're standing with us. We bind that spirit of affliction In the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of affliction. We loose her in the name of Jesus. Loose her in the name of Jesus. Say a brande, keata. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stand your ground. I heard the Holy Ghost say it yesterday. Stand your ground. Fight for what is rightfully yours. Stand and I'll stand with you. We declare that the healing is Janet Nichols' portion. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We stand. Lord, you're standing with us. We declare in Jesus' name. She's the healed of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Say out that. Somebody help me. Glory. Glory, 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 glory. Warring angels looking for something to do. They're excited tonight. Hallelujah. They're excited tonight to come and fight with us. Glory to God. Whoa, Ramanda Reba Shara Bokota Rabrata. Hallelujah. Come here, David. Let's lay hands on. We want to lay hands on you. Pastor, let's lay hands on David as he goes to Ireland tomorrow. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I know he's a part of this church. We just lay hands on him. Supplies financial needs. I pray healing over his body now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As he goes to Ireland, I've been there. They need the gospel. They need his message. Hallelujah. Be with him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus. Sign guardian angels to go with him. Watch over him. Be with ministering angels. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You will finish what you started and you won't stop now. Hear the Holy Ghost say, finish what you started. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. That's a word for some people here tonight. You got to finish what you started. You can't stop now. Why would you stop now? Glory to God. Now, last week I asked if you just bring three, write down three requests, keep a copy for yourself, bring a copy. Pastor and I are going to lay hands on these. Somebody hold these here. Come here, Tony, if you will. Just hold this, and Pastor and I just lay our hands. Hallelujah. We'll lay our hands on these and every Wednesday night in Jesus' name. Lay hands on all these requests. Glory to God in Jesus' name. Lord, Pastor and I put our hands on these requests. Ask people to write down three things. We set ourselves in agreement, Lord, for the completion, the fulfillment of these three things. We ask for miracles. Lord, we're going to have some testimonies in the name of Jesus. We declare a decree in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Glory to God. In Jesus' name, we believe for miracles in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We keep these in safekeeping. Bring them back out next Wednesday night in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost moving. Hallelujah. Lord, we just pray over this church. I pray for my pastor and wife. I pray for Bob and Joy Nichols. I pray that you'll bless them. I pray for the Sunday services. I pray for these Wednesday night prayer revival meetings. I pray for the four nights with Rodney Howard Brown. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I know he'll give us a tremendous boost. Glory to God. And I just pray for revival in this house. Glory to the glory of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.